Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Sal, on the convenience stores, so if there were to be, say, a pilot program at the outset, have you given any thought, or is this feasible, that there would be, under this pilot program, a definition of the convenience stores that would initially be eligible to participate in a pilot program? I don't know how you define all your convenience stores, some a little smaller, larger than others, but it just seemed to me that as a first step, that may be something that could be considered.
One of the questions that was asked in this survey was regarding pilot programs. And quite frankly, we had difficulty determining what would be a way to establish a pilot program. Is it in a geographic area? Is it by size of store? Maybe by size of store may kind of fall into place. And I do agree, there are many convenience stores that are nothing more than, you know, a space a little bit bigger than a closet. So I think we can have, you know, genuine discussion on that. But for the most part, something that fits the definition of a convenience store by virtue of the products that it sells now and the amount of space that it has to sell them safely, I think that those should be included in any kind of a pilot program. I would hope that we could have discussion to determine what would be a good pilot program. As of right now, I'm not able to answer that question here, other than to say that if you wanted to phase something in with the amount of permits or licenses, that it be expanded yearly for a five-year period and then sunset, unless the legislature chooses to cap it. That's the only thing that we could think of in a pilot program, if a pilot program were going to last for a few years, is, you know, I have 10 stores, you know, I'm permitted two permits now, you know, up to five next year, up to seven or eight the year after that, and at the end of the fifth year, I have my 10, but then it sunsets unless the legislature says, no, we need to either abolish it, the program didn't work, there's, you know, this doesn't make sense for New Jersey, or it sunsets, now I can put a permit in the rest of my stores because we've proven to the legislature, we've proven to New Jersey, we've proven to the economics in the state, we've proven to the state treasury department the benefit to everybody, and the legislature says, let it sunset.
I'm taking a look at this maybe in the perspective of a pilot program. Maybe there is an opportunity.
I am happy to have as many discussions with as many of you as I need to have.
We can limit it to geographically or somehow.
I just don't know how we would choose the geography.
I would say, you know, talking about the size, because, you know, some of the gas stations that have a convenience store, you're right, they are super small, just big enough for like a counter in there, just for cigarettes and things like that. So that would all have to be part of the equation.
Yeah, I don't think we would have a problem with that. There has to be something reasonable, and if, you know, there is just a small kiosk that's selling just coffee and cigarettes and, you know, some chips and things like that, actually a store like that probably wouldn't look for that permit because it doesn't have any place to put it. So it might not be hard to eliminate those, particularly in a pilot program.
But there are a number of supermarkets that have a liquor license now, and their stuff's not behind the counter. Right, but were you asking about the security of which, where those products will need to be in the security? No, right, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I know, like, in a convenience store, there's some, like, you know, health products that are behind the counter, there's tobacco products behind the counter, but can't put everything behind the counter. Yeah.
My guess is that beer and certainly white wine or sparkling wines would be in a refrigerator. Red wines, you know, don't need to be refrigerated. They're served at room temperature, so there would probably have to be a, you know, special shelf space for them, although they could be refrigerated.
Yeah.
Or space is limited. It really, gentlemen, just keep thinking convenience, consumer convenience. Everything that you're doing here with regard to every aspect of what everybody talked about today is a matter of consumer convenience. And those businesses that wish to capitalize in a capitalistic free enterprise system to provide that convenience for the consumer, whether it's a wine drinker or a beer drinker, a gas customer, or somebody coming in to buy a cup of coffee and a bag of chips. They're consumers. Think convenience, consumer, economics.
All right. Anything else? Sal, thank you. Tony?